We're doing Pirkei Avot Ezra. We're up to the 44th chapter, page Kuf Samach Tet in the Shalem in the Eshkol edition, and page Tuf Beis in the Zichron Aharon edition. And the Medrash had described how we were surrounded by pillars of clouds, like a fortified city, and no one could penetrate or attack. But whoever became defiled and required tevila would be spit out through the clouds, because the camp of Israel was holy. And Amalek would sneak up and kill people who are behind the cloud. The verse says, they caught up to you, they were tailgating, and they caught up to all those who were stumbling behind you. Now one Medrash says that when Amalek would catch them, they'd slice off their bris milah, slice off their tefillin and throw it up to heaven and say, look at what we got. This Medrash says, no, they would kill him. Zanev means literally, they'd kill him. The other Medrash quotes from the Pasuk, Ninatkat mosotemo, nashlicha mimenu avotemo. We will release, Ninatkat mosotemo, we will release their moserot, their yoke, menashlicha mimenu avotemo, and we'll take off the moserot are really the straps that hold the yoke, and avot, maybe avotemo is the straps, and the moserot are the yoke itself. So it refers to the straps of tefillin, and the yoke itself is the bris milah. They try to slice all that off and say, you see, you're not connected to heaven. But this Medrash doesn't learn that way. This Medrash learns they would actually kill the Jews that were outside the clouds. Amar Moshe Yoshua b'chalanu anashim. Moshe says to Yoshua, choose men. What does it mean, men? Says the Medrash, anashim bnei avot, people who have large yichus, who have a strong people to rely on in their lineage, that their fathers or their forefathers are big people, so that they have strong merits to rely on when they go out to war. Anashim giborei choach v'chayil, yirei shemayim, these the people who are mighty, people who are men of valor, people who are God-fearing. And in the Michilta, it's a machlokes. What does it mean, anashim? One opinion says mighty men of war. One opinion says men who are God-fearing. Comes along the Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer and combines all the opinions. He says this, that, and the other one. Vitzei hilachem ba'amalek, and go out and fight Amalek. Moshe Aaron v'chur amadu b'makom gavar b'toch machane Yisrael. Moshe Aaron and Chur, they went to a high place within the camp of Israel, and that needs work, because the simple understanding is Moshe Aaron and Chur went to the hilltop. Seems like it was outside the clouds. Chur was killed with the eagle. This happened in Beshalach. This happened earlier. Echad mimino shel Moshe ve'echad mismolo. One stood to Moshe's right, and one stood to Moshe's left. The Zohar says it was Aaron on his right and Hur on his left. Chazal teaches in the Gemara in Yuma, the greater person is on his right and the lesser person is on his left by the Kohen Gadol. From here you learn that the Shalich Tzibur shouldn't daven unless he has two people standing on his two sides. Chazal say this a little different than the Medrash says it. The Michilta says, in a public fast, on a Tanis Tzibur, you have three people standing up there. And we have that custom on Yom Kippur. You'll see in the beginning of Yom Kippur, the Chazan stands and he has two people, one on his right and one on his left. At least some shuls still have that custom.
The greater person stands on his right.
Correct.
So if the greater person stands, so they're standing with your right arm should always face the great
right. I guess, yeah.
Today
we do something else, and that's something else. The Rosh in Megillah brings that he combines the two. He says Chazal learned from the war that on a Tanis Tzibur you have three people. So he says, you see that Chazal connected war with the Tanis. Yes, when the Jewish people went to war, they would fast. That's the connection. And that's the connection that the Rosh makes, if I remember correctly. between Tanis Esther. He says Tanis Esther is on the day when they actually went to war, because they would fast on the day they went to war. No. Hur was killed in the Chet HaEgel, which was much later.
Good. We're talking about Amalek.
The war of Amalek was right after we left Mitzrayim.
מכאן אתה למד ששליח ציבור עשו להתפלל מן שם שניים עומדים וכל ישראל עומדים חוץ לעוליהם.
The Jewish people stood outside their tents ורואים למשה קוראה. They saw Moshe bowing in prayer. קוראה על ברכיו, bowing on his knees, והם קוראים על ברכיהם. So then they also bowed on their knees. נופל על פניו האוצה. He'd fall all the way face down in prayer. V'hem noflim al pneim. So they too fell that way in prayer. Pores kapav el hashamayim. They saw Moshe extending his hands in prayer towards heaven. V'hem porsim kapehem laveim shebashamayim. So they too extended their hands in prayer before Hashem. Mikan ata lamed shesheliach tzibur mitpalel kach kol ha'am onim acharav amen. From here you learn that when a shaliach tzibur answers this way, the whole congregation answers after him, amen. Meaning the same way he prays, that's how everyone prays. The tzibur is responsive to the shaliach tzibur. V'ipil HaKadosh Baruch Hu Amalek v'tamo lefi charev. And Hashem had Amalek and his nation fall by the sword. Sh'ne'emar v'yecholosh Yoshua Amalek. As the verse says, that Yoshua weakened Amalek. The question here is, was this a miraculous victory against Amalek? Was Amalek more powerful than us? Or was it the fact that we weren't trained at war, that we needed Hashem's intervention? Or is the Medrash just telling us, you know, Hashem controls who wins the wars, and Hashem had it happen this way, that Amalek fell? Okay. Rabbi Sheila Omer, Ratzah Kadosh Baruch Hu Lachit Ulashmit Et Kol Zoro Shel Amalek. Rabbi Sheila says Hashem wanted to completely destroy Amalek's offspring. Hashem wanted to destroy them completely. Me'asah Kadosh Baruch Hu Pashat Yad Yimino V'chaz B'chisei Kvodo. Hashem extended his right hand, so to speak, took hold of his heavenly throne, V'nishba Lachit Ulashmit Et Kol Zoro Shel Amalek Min Olam Zeh Min Olam Haba. Hashem swore to completely annihilate the seed of Amalek from this world and the world to come. Shneimal, the verse says, Ki yad al keska, God's hand is on his throne. It's as though God's taking a vow by the throne. Milchama l'Hashem ba'Amalek. Hashem says, it's my personal battle against Amalek. Rabbi Pinchas omer, achar 40 shana ratza Moshe l'azkir l'Yisrael v'lomar lehem, zochim atem shamatem ha'midbar Hashem, ha'yesh Hashem b'kirbeinu imayim. At the end of the 40 years, Moshe wanted to remind the Jewish people, do you remember that when we were out in the desert, you asked, is Hashem in our midst or not? Ela amar Moshe, ani omer liYisrael kach, hara ani mgaleh et pneihem, v'amgaleh panim en ochel k'leolam haba. Moshe said, if I say it so directly, I will be embarrassing them, and if a person embarrasses his friend, he doesn't have a portion in the world to come. Ela ani omer lehem ma'aseh Amalek, v'hem mevinim ma shekatuv lefanav. I will just mention what happened with Amalek, and they'll remind themselves what brought on the problems with Amalek. It was the fact that they questioned whether Hashem is involved in what's happening here. This is similar to a king who has a nice orchard. And the king had tied a dog at the entrance to the orchard. And the king is looking at what's going on in his orchard. He sees his friend goes into the orchard and he wants to steal something. So the king whistled to the dog, and the dog came in and tore the clothing of his friend. The king said, if I go over to my friend and I say, why did you go into my orchard? So then I'll embarrass him. You know what I'll do? I'll go over to my friend and I'll say, look at what a stupid dog. He tore your clothing. He didn't even know you were my friend. And he'll understand that I saw what happened. I won't talk to him about his going into the orchard. I'll talk to him about the dog. What a stupid dog. I saw the other day he tore your clothing. And then he'll understand that I also saw him going in. Kach amar Moshe, that's what Moshe said. Rani omer l'Yisrael ma'aseh Amalek. I'll tell the Jewish people, look at what a terrible nation is. Amalek, they attacked you. And they'll understand right away. They know why Amalek attacked. Amalek attacked right after they started questioning. Is Hashem involved in what's going on here? Hashem said, oh, you're questioning me? I'll show you. And they'll put two and two together. They'll remember what happened beforehand. That's why Moshe tells the Jewish people, remember what Amalek did to you when he left Mitzrayim. When Moshe says remember, what he's saying is also remember what brought on that problem. That you started wondering, is Hashem involved in what's going on in this world? So Hashem said, oh, you're wondering? I'll show you. אמרו לו ישראל, משה רבנו, כתוב אחד אומר זכות אשר עשה לך עמלק, וכתוב אחד אומר זכות יום השבת לקדשו. איך התקיימו שניהם? So they said to Moshe, one pasuk says, remember what Amalek did. The other pasuk says, remember Shabbos. So, how do you remember both? Zezacho v'zezacho. They both say remember. אמר להם משה, לא דומה כוס של קונדיטון לכוס של חומץ. זה כוס וזה כוס. זה זכור לשמור ולקדש את יום השבת, שנאמר זכור את יום השבת לקדשו. וזה זכור להשמיד ולהחליט את כוס הראש לעמלק, שנאמר זכור את אשר עשה לך עמלק. וכשתבוא לארץ לא תשכח. So Moshe said to them, you have two cups. You have one is a cup of good wine and one is a cup of vinegar. You don't say they're both two cups. They're the same. One is a cup that you enjoy, your mekadesh Shabbos. The other one is a cup of vinegar. You have to remember to take Amalek to test. The Medrash says in the Tanchuma, Shlomo said in Koheles, you don't remember the fool together with the wise man. So, how come we commemorate Amalek? You commemorate positive things. You commemorate Shabbos. So, why is it that we commemorate Amalek? Amalek should be wiped out. What are you commemorating them for? The idea is, you're not commemorating them. You're commemorating what happened. You don't have to commemorate Amalek. Zachot asher asa. Remember what happened. Don't remember the people. Wicked people we try to forget. We try to get rid of them. So the people came to Moshe and they say, you're telling us to remember Shabbos. We understand. What are you telling us to remember Amalek for? Moshe says, no. It's not the same thing. One, you have to remember for the positive. You're right. I want you to remember Shabbos for the positive. Amalek, I don't want you to remember Amalek. I'm not looking for you to remember Amalek the person. I'm not looking for you to remember the nation. They're a wicked nation. You're right. What I'm trying to tell you is I want you to remember to take them to task. Remember that they're a threat. Remember what they did in the past so that you know that you have a threat that's lurking in the world. And when the time comes, you're going to have to take care of that threat. That's the point of remembering Amalek. And then the pasuk says, "Lo tishkach, don't forget." That means you're going to come to the land of Israel. You're going to feel confident. You have your own territory. Everything's okay. What do you have to worry about Amalek for? That's why Hashem says, "And don't forget." You're going to come to Israel. Don't forget. שכחו ישראל להחיד ולהשמיד את כל זרוע של עמלק. Am Israel did just that. They forgot. So Hashem appears to the prophet Samuel and says, I remember what Amalek did to the Jewish people. When Hashem appears to Shmuel, Hashem says, פקדתי את אשר עשה לך עמלק. פקדתי means like Hashem פקד את צרה. I remember. Hashem says, maybe you guys forgot. I told you not to forget. But I still remember. And so Hashem says, go fight them. HaKadosh Baruch Hu lo shachach. Hashem says, I haven't forgotten. וכשמלך שאול אמר לו שמואל, כה אמר Hashem צבקות, פקדתי את אשר עשה לך עמלק, ואתה לך וכיתת עמלך. So Shmuel says to Shaul, he says to the first king, Hashem says, I remember. And so go and fight them. עד משתין בקיר, annihilate them, don't leave a remembrance. ולקח שאול את כל אנשי המלחמה ויצא לקראת עמלק. Shaul took, the men of war went out to fight Amalek, וכשבא שאול לאמצע הדרך, עמד מערער בליבו. Shaul was halfway there. And he started deliberating. He started thinking it over. What's going on here? What am I supposed to do? שנאמר ויבוא שאול אל עיר עמלק וירב בנחל. Shaul ascended, he started approaching the city of Amalek, and he started deliberating by the stream. Amar Shaul, Shaul said to himself, Im anashim chatu, anashim mechatu. If the men sinned against us, they fought us, they attacked us, but what did the women do? We know that the Torah sometimes takes the men to task for what they did wrong against the Jewish people, but the women? Im anashim chatu, hailadim mechatu. Maybe the women should have at least offered our women food and drink, and they boycotted us. But what did the kids do? Im hailadim chatu. So you'll tell me, yeah, but the kids are going to become adults, and this is the people as a whole that sinned against us. But what about the animals? You find by the book of Jonah that Hashem overturned the whole city. But he says, but what about the animals? Yatztabat kol v'amra lo. Heavenly voice came out and said to Shaul, Shaul al ti tzadik yoter mikoncha. So, don't be more righteous than your creator. You're trying to outsmart the mitzvahs. You're trying to be more moral than the Torah. Rabbi Omer, Shebashul Machane Amalek, Rab Neitro Mitavim Betoch Machane Amalek. Rabbi says, when Saul came to the camp of Amalek, he saw Jethro's children mixed into the camp. Amalek Mitpaldu Mitoch Machane Amalek. He said to them, separate yourself from the camp. Shneimar is the verses. Ve'yom Shaul Lakenil Chusuru Udu Mitoch Amalek Ve'nosif Chaimo. Saul said to them, separate yourself, I don't want you to get killed with them. Shaul says, Yisro, your forefather did kindness with all of Israel. Did he really do kindness with all of us? He only helped Moshe out. What did he do for us? ובשביל אלא מכאן אתה למד שכל העושה חסד עם אחד מגדולי ישראל כאילו עשה חסד עם כל ישראל. An important rule. You do an act of kindness with one of the giants of Israel, it's as though you did an act of kindness for everyone. He helped Moshe out when Moshe was on the run. He took him in. He took him in, so 65 years later Moshe could come back and be our leader. So that's called he did kindness with all of us. ובשביל החסד שעשה עם משה נמלטו בניו מתוך עמלק. He helped Moshe when he was on the run, so then his descendants were also given protection, and they were able to escape when we attacked Amalek. Shneimar ve'yasach keni mitoch Amalek, as the verse says, the keni left from within Amalek. Rabbi Yossi omer, k'sheba Sancheriv le'eretz Yisrael, ra'u kol amim shebisvot eretz Yisrael, machane Sancheriv, v'nityaru mo'od u'vachu ish mimkomo. When Sancheriv came to attack Israel, all the nations around us saw his huge camps, and so they all fled. When Sancheriv comes, he says, I've removed all the boundaries of all the nations. Why? Because all the nations ran away. They saw him, and there were no more boundaries. Everyone fled. You could have their country. They knew they couldn't stand up to his huge army. All these nations, they traveled, they went out, they ran into the desert. And Amalek among them went out into the desert and got mixed into Yishmael. V'chulam asara amim. And there are 10 nations here that are mentioned in that verse, and they all mixed into Yishmael. Shneimar, as the verse says, Aole Edom Yishmael, Moab v'agris, v'agrim, kol gvol v'amon v'amalek, peleshet im yoshevei tzor, gam ashur nilvah imam. The pasuk describes how all these different camps came together. So you have 10 nations there. They all united. They all became a part of Yishmael. So if you want to know where Amalek is today, the pasuk, the Medrash just gave it away. Ultimately, there's going to be that war, and they will all fall in the hands of the son of David, as the verse attests to that later on within that same chapter.